Marathon High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon High School Sports is brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Clover Belt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Richter's of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, the Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, the People's State Bank, Subway of Marathon, and Underwood Construction. It's time now for Marathon High School Sports on your home for the Red Raiders, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And good morning, everyone, and welcome to Marathon High School Athletics on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today, it's Marathon Softball, not one game, but two games. It is a triangular being held here at Veterans Memorial Park in Marathon. First up, the Red Raiders will take on the Thunderbirds of Iola Scandinavia, and then later on, at approximately 2:45, we'll be back on the air for Marathon taking on Amherst. Between the second game will be Iola Scandinavia and Amherst. So a lot of softball here today at Veterans Memorial Park in Marathon. Well, looking at the first matchup between the Thunderbirds and the Red Raiders, Iola Scandinavia comes in playing some very good softball. In fact, they have won six of their last seven games. They are currently in a very tight battle atop the Central Wisconsin Conference East. They have an overall record of 13 wins and 8 losses. They are 10-4 in the CWC East, as we talk about here in just a moment. There are four teams that are battling it out for the conference championship in that league. For the Marathon Red Raiders, it's been a struggle recently. In a very difficult conference in the Marrowood South, and the Red Raiders have not been able to get over the hump in league play. They're 0-10 in the conference, but in non-conference games, they are 5-3 this season. They come off a couple of losses to second-place Auburndale this week, falling 8-4 here on Tuesday, and then losing 8-6 over in Auburndale on Thursday. We are getting very close to the start of the playoffs. In fact, the playoffs could be beginning. Actually, they do begin next Thursday. Not sure whether or not Marathon will have a playoff in their Division 4 sectional coming up next Thursday, but we'll find out what the bracket is for the Marathon Red Raiders coming up tomorrow night. That's when the seeding meeting will be held. Some of the seeds already been posted to WIAAWI.org, but we're still waiting to see what the bracket looks like for the Red Raiders. So once we know that, we'll know what the playoff road looks like for Marathon. Marathon in Division 4, as is Iola Scandinavia. So this is a good matchup for both these squads to get set for the start of the postseason playoffs. We're going to talk about the conferences these teams are in, take a look at those standings, also take a look at the starting lineups, and get you set for the first pitch. It's Marathon taking on Iola Scandinavia High School Softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future. Staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no over-promising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
City. Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring at Part City Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any Superstart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose Superstart batteries for power, performance, and reliability at Part City Auto Parts.
Marathon Part City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
Mark's Chiropractic in Marathon offers a variety of services for all ages. Dr. Keith Marks, with 22 years of experience, has treated Marathon with professional chiropractic services for 18 years at 117 Main Street. If you're suffering with headaches, neck or lower back pain, arm or leg issues, or experiencing numbness, call Mark's Chiropractic at 715-443-6777 for an appointment. Everyone at Mark's Chiropractic wish the Red Raider team success throughout the year. Win or lose, we've got your back.
And Chad Holmes again here from Marathon, from near Marathon High School, not exactly at Marathon High School, at Veterans Park here in Marathon, as the Marathon softball team hosts a triangular today. First up, Marathon against Iola Scandinavia. Then it will be Marathon taking on, second game will be Iola Scandinavia against Waupaca. And then the final game will be Marathon against Waupaca. Well, take a look at these conferences the teams are competing in. Marathon in the Marrowwood Conference South. Right now, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption, one of the top teams in the state in Division 5. Royals are 9-1 in conference in first place, 12-2 overall. Auburndale is second at 7-3 in the conference, 12-3 overall. Edgar, 5-5 in the conference, 8-8 overall. Those teams are all completed with their conference play. There's only a doubleheader left between Stratford and Newman Catholic. They have been rained out three different times as they've tried to play their games. They'll be facing off in a twin bill in Stratford on Tuesday. Stratford is 4-4 in the conference, 11-6 overall. Newman is 3-5 in the league, 4-6 overall. And then Marathon has finished their conference campaign 0-10 and 5-13 overall. Meantime, Iola Scandinavia is in the Central Wisconsin Conference East, and they are in the midst of a four-way battle for the top spot and the championship in that conference. Iola is 10-4 in the conference, 13-8 overall. Amherst and Bon Duel are each 8-3 in the conference, so technically Iola a half a game ahead of those squads. But those teams have their conference championship hopes in their own hands, as if they win out, three losses in the conference compared to four for Iola, that would allow those teams to win the league championship. Wyawega Fremont's also still in it. They're 7-4 in the conference. Wittenberg Burnwood is 6-7. Manawa 5-7. Shiocton 3-8. And Menominee Indian is 0-11. So, again, a good matchup here today for these teams getting ready for the Division IV playoffs. Both teams in Division IV with the playoffs getting underway next week. We'll take another timeout and then come back and have the starting lineups for today's game. It's Marathon taking on Iola Scandinavia. High school softball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Parents, did you know that the safest way to ride to school in the state of Wisconsin is in a school bus? Fisher Transportation has been providing safe transportation for our kids to and from school for over 60 years. Family owned and operated, Fisher Transportation serves the school bus needs for the Marathon, Edgar, and Athens school districts. We're always happy to provide you with more information about our company and services and answer any questions by calling 715-352-2169. Fisher Transportation is proud to support the Marathon Red Raiders.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Barney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous, solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Barney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at BarneyBrothersKitchenAndBath.com. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
And back here at Marathon Veterans Park as the Red Raiders and the Iola Scandinavia Thunderbirds get set to face off in the first game of this Marathon Triangular. Looking at the starting lineups for this game, first up for Iola Scandinavia. Leading things off, playing shortstop is Jalen Sievertson. Batting second is the pitcher Maddie Muck. Batting third and catcher is Brooklyn Behrens. Clara Colas is the first baseman. She'll hit cleanup. Marin Hoyard is at second base, batting fifth. The designated player, Jaden Crusa, will bat sixth. Chloe Timdall in center field, batting seventh. Julia Munoz is at third base, hitting eighth. And Maya Heschke is in left field, batting ninth. The right fielder, Abby Iserman, has been replaced in the batting order by the designated player. Again, for Iola Scandinavia, Jalen Sievertson, Maddie Muck, Brooklyn Behrens, Clara Colas, Marin Hoyard, Jaden Crusa, Chloe Timble, Julia Munoz, Maya Heschke. Head coach of Iola Scandinavia is Tom Anderson. For the Marathon Red Raiders, leading things off is their pitcher, Callie Prohoda. Katie LeBlanc will bat second and play left field. Bridget Salber is the catcher, hitting third. Lauren Carlin, the center fielder, bats fourth. Danica Staus is at shortstop, batting fifth. Danica Paschek is the first baseman, hitting sixth. Emily Konek, the second baseman, bats seventh. Kyla Heise is in right field, batting eighth. Clara Crisult is the third baseman, batting ninth. Again for Marathon, Callie Prohoda, Katie LeBlanc, Bridget Salber, Lauren Carlin, Danica Staus, Danica Paschek, Emily Konek, Kyla Heise, and Clara Crisult. Head coach of the Marathon Red Raiders is Paul Fredrickson. We are going to take one more break and then come back with the first pitch. It's Marathon against Iola Scandinavia. High school softball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO.
The Eat Fresh Refresh just won't stop. Now Subway is refreshing their catering with easy order platters and box meals perfect for any occasion. Start with our sandwich or wrap platters. They're loaded with craveable trout pleasers to feed your crew without all the work. Or try our individually packaged box meals, each with a tasty 6-inch sub, foot-long or wrap, plus chips and a freshly baked cookie. So when you have a group to feed, make it fun, delicious, and easy with catering from Subway. Visit Subway.com to place your catering order. Advance notice may be required.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
And Chad Holmes back here for Marathon. We are underway on the first pitch. Jalen Sievertson laid down a bunt and beat it out for an infield single. So a runner on first. There's a pitch taken for a strike. Throw down to second. Sievertson slides in safely with a stolen base. Sorry about that. They got underway a little quicker than I thought they would. There was no national anthem or anything else, so they just went out there and started. As we have a few raindrops coming. Again, it's overcast, some light rain showers, but glad you could be with us. Pitch is taken down low for a ball. Two balls and one strike on Maddie Muck, the number two hitter and the pitcher. Pitch is down low from Marathon's Callie Perhoda for a ball. We'll have the Marathon defense here in just a moment. Runner on second, nobody out. Iola Scandinavia batting in the top of the first inning. Still no score. 3-1 pitch. There's a chopper at the plate. That's a foul ball. And the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Again, in the circle today for the Red Raiders is Callie Perhoda. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So battling back after falling behind 3-1 in the count was Perhoda. Gets Maddie Muck swinging for the first out of the inning. Up next, the number three hitter, the catcher, Brooklyn Behrens for Iola Scandinavia. First pitch for Perhoda, up high, missing for a ball. Working very quickly, as she tends to do, Callie Perhoda. Toes the rubber, looks into her catcher Salber for the target. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Up and out of the zone. That's ball two. Outfield for Marathon. Katie LeBlanc is in left field. Lauren Carlin in center. Kyla Heise in right. Have the infield D in just a moment. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. So change of pace that time from Perhoda. Got the hitter Behrens way out front. Count goes to 2-1. Runner on second. One out for Iola Scandinavia. Top of the first inning. Just underway. Few light rain drops falling as the pitch drops a little bit low and the count runs to 3-1. Three balls and one strike on Brooklyn Behrens. Here's the pitch. Fastball is up and out of the zone and that's ball four. So now runners on first and second for Iola Scandinavia, and that will bring up their cleanup hitter, the first baseman Clara Colas. Here's the pitch. Another change of pace and a beauty from Perhoda. Way out front, swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball runs up and out of the zone. Even things up at a ball and a strike. One-one, another fastball, a little bit up and out of the zone for ball two. Again, Marathon, 5-13 overall, heading into this game, 13-8 for Iola Scandinavia. Pitch is a change of pace, catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Two balls and two strikes on Clara Colas. And the pitch. There's a pop-up in front of home plate, making the call, making the grab is catcher Bridget Solber for out number two. So a big out, getting the cleanup hitter, Clara Colas. On the pop-up is Prohoda. Runners remain on first and second for the second baseman, Marin Hoyard. And the pitch. Fastball drops a little bit low, taken for a ball. Rain starting to pick up just a little bit here on this overcast, but the temperature nice on this Saturday morning. Pitch is up and out of the strike zone, and that's ball two. Playing with a little fire here in this first inning is Prohoda, falling behind most of the hitters. Now 2-0 on Hoyard. Here's the pitch. Hangs up high on a changeup, and the count goes 3-0. Designated player Jaden Crusa is on deck. She would hit next for Iola Scandinavia. 3-0. Oh, getting the green light, and it's a pop-up. First base side, foul territory, but not able to bring it in. Was either the first baseman Pashek or the second baseman Konek. So getting the green light, 3-0 was Hoyer. It was a little tardy on that pitch from Prohoda. She gets a little bit of a break, a pop-up that really should have been caught. 3-1. Getting the top of the zone is Prohoda, and the count runs full. 3-2. 3-2, 2 outs. Runners on first and second. Ready is Prohoda, the payoff pitch. There's a well-hit ball deep left field, way back, and that ball is out of here. A 3-2 pitch and turning on it, and no doubt about it for Marin Hoyard. Well over the fence in left field, a 3-run homer, and very quickly, it's a 3-0 lead for the Thunderbirds of Iola Scandinavia. One pitch from getting out of that bit of a jam was Prohoda, but Marin Hoyard had different ideas, and she drills it well over the fence in left field. Up next, number 6 hitter in the Thunderbird batting order, Jaden Crusa. Here's the pitch, fastball, inner portion just above the knees for strike one called. Towing the rubber, Callie Prohoda. Here's her pitch. Bounces in there, bounces off the chest protector of Bridget Solber, and the count evens up at 1-1. 1-1. Prohoda winds and deals. Fastball rises up and out of the strike zone. 2-1. First of 2 marathon broadcasts today. We'll be back later on in the afternoon as the pitch is up and out of the zone for ball 3. After this one, Iola Scandinavia takes on Amherst in the second game, and then the third game will have Marathon against Amherst, and we'll have that one as well here on Bull Falls Radio. 3-1, swing and a miss. Coming up empty on that ball at the knees was Crusa, and again, the count runs full, 3-2. Callie Prohoda stares in. He is the rock and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and that will do it for Iola in the first. But the Thunderbirds do score 3 runs. 3 runs on 2 base hits. There were no errors and nobody left on base. End of 1/2 inning. Iola Scandinavia 3, Marathon coming to the plate. This is Marathon High School Softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
Callie Perhoda leading things off for the Red Raiders. Bottom of the first inning, 3-0 Iola. There's a swing and a miss on the pitch from Maddie Buck. And that's no balls and two strikes. Perhoda, Katie LeBlanc, and Bridget Selber. Top three in the order for the Red Raiders. We'll have the defense in a moment, but there's a fastball swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes, and Perhoda goes down swinging. One down, and now the left fielder, Katie LeBlanc, will come to the plate for Marathon. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Another one in there. Inner portion for strike one called. So coming out, throwing strikes early, is Maddie Muck in the circle for Iola Scandinavia. 0-1. That'll be fouled off over towards my area, down the first baseline. And that's strike two. Outfield, Maya Heschke in left field, Chloe Timdall in center, Abby Iserman in right for Iola. There's a fastball, just getting a piece of it is LeBlanc. Stays alive, no balls and two strikes. Marathon white jerseys, black pants, red numerals outlined in black. Here's the pitch, rolls in there for ball one. Iola, black shirts, black pants, orange numerals outlined in white. One ball and two strikes on Katie LeBlanc. And the pitch, ground ball, up the middle, picked at second by Marin Hoyard. She'll flip to first in time, 4-3 on the putout, and the second out for the Raiders in the first. That will bring up the Marathon catcher, Bridget Selber. Right-handed batter, strong batter for the Raiders. Fastball for Maddie Muck in there, just below the belt for strike one called. Umbrella is being shown by the folks who've come out here to Memorial Park. Veterans Park, I should say. Pitch is down low on a changeup, taken for a ball. One ball and one strike on Selber. If she reaches base, up next, Lauren Carlin for the Raiders. 1-1. Fastball rises up and out of the zone for ball two. Two balls and a strike on Bridget Selber. The wind and the pitch. Top of the zone, taken for a strike. Right at the belt, Selber took it. Two balls and two strikes. Boy, both these pitchers working very quickly. Maddie Muck getting the target. She's ready. Here's the pitch. Just getting a piece of it. Fouled off the face mask of the catcher, Brooklyn Behrens. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Infield D for Iola. Julia Munoz is at third. Jalen Sievertson at short. Marin Hoyard at second. Clara Colist at first. Brooklyn Behrens is the catcher for Maddie Muck in the circle. 2-2 pitch. Another late cut, but just getting it and flipping it to the backstop was Selber. Foul ball remains 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Maddie Muck winds and deals. There's a pop-up on the infield. First base side, making the call, making the grab is Clara Colas, and that will end a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning for Marathon. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. After one, Iola Scandinavia 3, Marathon nothing. Back in a minute. This is Marathon Softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
For more than 75 years, County Materials has manufactured concrete products used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. It's a tough but rewarding job, and we rely on our team of nearly 2,000 hardworking people to get it done. County Materials is growing and looking for career-driven people to join our team. We offer on-the-job training, certification opportunities, and competitive pay and benefits. County Materials proudly welcomes those who serve. Join the team of an industry leader. Visit workatcounty.com to apply.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
Top of the second inning from Veterans Park here in Marathon. Red Raiders trail the Iola Scandinavia Thunderbirds 3-0. A three-run homer with two outs in the top of the first by Marin Hoyard has given the T-Birds the edge. 7, 8, and 9 hitters for Iola. Chloe Timble leads things off against Callie Prohoda. Tyndall, the center fielder for the Thunderbirds. Callie Prohoda is ready. Here's the first pitch of the frame. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one called. Right-handed batter waits. Prohoda, 0-1. Up and out of the zone. Even things up at a ball and a strike. So full day of softball. If you're in the neighborhood, come on down here to Marathon. Bring the umbrella just to get some light rain. Nothing that's causing any problems. There's a ground ball, third base side pull foul, and the count 1-2. Again, the temperature is fine, just a little bit of a light shower. I think it's going to be off and on during the course of the day, but nothing that should really be of a major bother. The wind is blowing out rather significantly towards left field. There's a liner pulled foul third base side. That home run over the left field fence in the first inning by Hoyard. The wind helped, but it just helped it go a little bit further. That ball was, on a normal day, going to be out of here. That was a long home run by Hoyard to give the T-Birds the early lead. There's a foul ball again. A battle here between Tim Dolt and Callie Prohoda. Ball and two strikes. Raiders is looking to get something going. It's been such a struggle recently. They've lost 8 games in a row. They were 5-5, now they're 5-13. And there's a fly ball left field. Coming in is Katie LeBlanc, and she'll make the grab for out number one. So one up and one down for Iola, and they'll bring up their third baseman, Julia Munoz. Been all right-handed hitters for the Thunderbirds, number 8 hitter in their batting order. Open stance. There's a hard hit ground ball up the middle into center field for a base hit. Right through the box for Munoz on the first pitch. That is the third base hit for Iola Scandinavia. Runner on first, one out for their number 9 hitter, left fielder Maya Heschke. Time is called. A new softball will be tossed in. Marathon after the games today. They'll play on Tuesday against Tomahawk, and if they don't play a playoff game on Thursday, they're probably going to play Athens. Fastball, top of the zone for strike one called. Maya Heschke, number 21, left fielder, another right-handed batter for Iola. Here's the pitch. Way up high. Nice job getting out of her crouch to snag it by Bridget Salber, and the count evens up at 1-1. Been dodging some raindrops each game that we've been here this week. Pitch is down low. We were here on Monday when the Red Raiders faced Edgar in a Marrowwood Conference matchup. Overcast, a few raindrops as well. Two balls and a strike. Pitch is up and out of the zone, and that's ball three. Top of the order, and Jalen Sievertson on deck for Iola Scandinavia. 3-0 Thunderbirds, top of the second inning. 3-1 pitch. There's a high pop-up on the infield. Right-hand side, the second baseman, Emily Kadek, will make the call and make the grab for out number two. So two outs, runner remains on first, and the top of the order, Jalen Sievertson. Sievertson, on the first pitch of the game, laid down a good bunt and was able to beat it out for a single, then stole second and scored later in the inning. Swag and a miss. Good change of pace that time for Prohoda. Way out front with Sievertson. Strike one. Sievertson scored on that three-run homer in the first. Here is the pitch. There's a line drive. It's a fair ball down the third base side. Here comes a throw to third. There's going to be a play, and she is out. Line drive right down the third baseline. It was a fair ball, so a single for Sievertson, but trying to get the third was Munoz. Good throw by Katie LeBlanc, able to get Munoz. Threw it right to Crisold, who laid down the tag and end the inning. So for the Thunderbirds in the second, no runs on two base hits. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. End of an inning and a half. Iola Scandinavia 3, Marathon nothing. This is Marathon Softball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 at 1230.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy.
Bottom of the second inning, Raiders coming to the plate, trailing 3-0. And the first pitch from Maddie Muck is a fastball on the inside corner to Lauren Carlin for strike one called. Lauren Carlin, Danica Stouse, and Danica Paschek, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the Marathon order in the bottom of the second. Up and away on that pitch from Muck, taken by Carlin, ball one. Walking to the back of the circle is Maddie Muck. Now toes the rubber, looks in for the target from her catcher, Brooklyn Behrens. And this time a fastball drops a little bit low, and that's ball two. Good hitter's count now for Lauren Carlin, 2 balls and 1 strike. Muck winds and deals. Followed back to the screen, even things up at 2-2. Again, the schedule for today, this game first, then Iola Scandinavia and Waupaca. That will be followed by Waupaca and Marathon. There is a fastball inside corner taken by Carlin. Strike three looking. First out of the inning. Second strikeout of the game for Maddie Muck. And that will bring up the Red Raiders shortstop, Danica Stouse. Fastball just off the inside corner for ball one. We'll find out what the bracket looks like for the Red Raiders tomorrow night. That's when the seeding meeting is being held. There's a ground ball up the middle. Goes through Hoyard into center field. Trying to get to her right and smother it was Hoyard. Could not do so. That will be a single and the first base hit for the Red Raiders. So now stepping in will be the first baseman, Danica Paschek. Danica Stouse, only a freshman, but she's done a nice job this season for Marathon. Pitch is low and inside, taken for a ball. Now Danica Paschek, who is a sophomore. A lot of young players on this Marathon team. Again, growing season for this squad. Pitch is up and out of the zone. There is only one senior on this roster. It's the pitcher, Callie Perhoda. 6 juniors on the squad. Pitch misses away, and the pitch off the mitt. Now heading to second and in safely is Stouse. It went off the mitt of Behrens. It was not in the dirt. It was outside. It was ball three, but a pass ball allows Stouse to get into scoring position at second base. And 3 balls and no strikes on Danica Paschek. And the pitch in there for strike one called. So 6 juniors on the team. 5 sophomores and 4 freshmen. So a lot of youth on this Marathon squad. 3-1, fastball rises up and out of the zone, and that's ball four. So now something happening here for the Red Raiders in the bottom of the second inning. First and second, one out for the second baseman, Emily Konek. Pitch, trying to bunt. It was up and out of the zone, but going after it was Konek, and that's strike one. No balls and 1 strike on Emily Konek. Matty Muck. Here's the pitch. There's a bunt for third base side, and it goes foul. So the sacrifice attempt does not work. No balls and two strikes. Well, see if Kinnett can now bail herself out after not being able to lay down the bunt and use the bat. And the pitch. There's a high pop-up. Right-hand side of the infield. The second baseman, Hoyard, will make the call, make the grab for out number two. So now two outs. Runners remain on first and second. And the number eight hitter, right fielder Kyla Heise, will come to the plate. Well, now the Raiders will look for the two-out RBI hit. Maddie Muck toying the rubber. Here's the pitch. There's a pop-up. They'll be over the backstop and out of play. Nice grab made in the crowd behind home plate. No balls and one strike. Heisey, right-handed batter. Here's the 0-1. Check swing, but going around is Heisey, and that's strike two. Nothing and two. Clara Crisult would hit next if Heisey can keep this inning alive for Marathon. Muck to the plate. Oof. Boy, that I'm not sure where that one missed, but 0-2 pitch is called ball. One ball and two strikes. I think everybody was taking a step towards the dugout on that one. There's a liner, first base side. Did it stay fair? Yes, it did. Taken at the bag by Colas. Right on the bag, three unassisted for out number three. For the Raiders in the second, no runs on one base hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. End of two. It's Iola Scandinavia 3, Marathon nothing. This is Red Raider softball on Full Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Maddie Muck leads things off for Iola. Top of the third inning, first pitch swinging, ground ball into right center field for a base hit. So the first pitch swinging, Maddie Muck gets on base for the Thunderbirds. And that'll bring up their number three hitter, Brooklyn Behrens, the catcher. Behrens walked and scored back in the first inning. Callie Perhoda towing the rubber, looks in for the target. Here's the rock and the pitch. Fastball inside corner for strike one called. Three runs on five base hits, no errors for Iola Scandinavia. No runs on one hit, no errors for Marathon. 0-1 pitch, fastball on the inside corner. Quickly, nothing and two. Wind continues to blow out towards left field on this overcast morning. There's a hard ground ball into left field for a base hit. In the hole, and it got past the left fielder, LeBlanc. Heading to third, being waved around is Muck. Rounding second, heading to third, and in at third is Brooklyn Behrens, and it's now 4-0. That will be a single, but then overrunning it and getting the error will be the left fielder, LeBlanc, allowing Behrens to go all the way to third. And now Clara Colas, the first baseman, will step in. There's a pop-up, short center field, long run, and not able to get there is Carlin. And coming in to score will be Behrens and makes it 5-0. Little looper to short center field for Clara Colas, but it looks like a line drive in the scorebook. Single RBI for the first baseman. So runner on first for Marin Hoyard. And Hoyard had the big blow in this game. She drilled a long three-run homer to left her first time up. Change of pace, drops in at the knees for strike one called. The senior right-hander, Callie Prohoda, to the plate. Another line drive into the gap in left center field. Rounding second, heading to third is Colas. Heading to second base with a stand-up double is Hoyard. Boy, Hoyard has hit the ball well twice. And now runners on second and third, nobody out for Iola. Back in the first inning when Hoyard was up, she was down in the count 3-0, and she got the green light. Hit a pop-up to the first base side in foul territory. Raiders couldn't make the grab. At the time, I was questioning whether she should have been swinging at 3-0, but then what she has done since then has been very impressive in terms of the long home run to left and now the ringing double to left center. First pitch was in the dirt, but a swing and a miss by Crusa for strike one. 0-1. Down in the dirt. Nice stop made behind the dish by Bridget Sauber, and the count evens up at 1-1. Pitch is way up high and goes off the backstop and bounces right back to the catcher, so the runners hold at second and third. That time missing on the release point was Callie Prohoda. It looked like it stuck to the fingers a little bit too long, and that one just airmailed about three-quarters of the way up the backstop. 2-1, another high pitch. Getting up there and snagging it out of her crouch is Sauber, but the count goes to 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Crusa. Fastball in at the knees. Runs the count full, 3-2. Two runs in, two more runners in scoring position for Iola here in the third. 5-0 lead for the Thunderbirds. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's strike three. So Crusa goes down swinging. Runners remain on second and third with one out. And the number seven hitter, center fielder Chloe Timdall, will come to the plate next for the T-Birds. Pitch is in the dirt, smothered nicely behind the dish by Bridget Sauber, but ball one. Callie Prohoda looks in, has the target, 1-0 pitch. There's a ground ball, third base side. Be a play at the plate, and out is the head first sliding Colas, as putting down the tag on the throw from Cassalt is Sauber, a fielder's choice, and out number two. 5-2 on the putout to get Colas at the plate. Nice play made by Crisalt on that slow roller down the third base side. So now runners on the corners and two outs for Julia Munoz. She singled her first time up. There's a pop, and that'll be over the top of the backstop and out of play. So a chance to get out of this frame with no further damage now for Callie Prohoda. And second and third, nobody out. And now first and third and one out. There's a fly ball left field. Long run for LeBlanc. Could not quite get there. Made the diving attempt. In comes one runner. All the way around to third is Timdall. And into second is Munoz. An RBI double. Third run of the inning. And it's now 6-0. Good effort by LeBlanc in left. Made a head first dive. But just couldn't quite get there. And now Maya Heschke, the left fielder, number nine hitter, pitches a fastball up and out of the zone, taken for ball one. So a three-run frame here for the Thunderbirds have given Iola Scandinavia a 6-0 lead. Here's the pitch. There's a little looper into short center, drops in for a base hit. One run is in. Second runner will make the turn, but hold as the throw comes to the plate. So a little bloop RBI single for Heschke, scores the fourth run of the inning for Iola to make it 7-0. Back to the top of the order, the ninth batter to come to the plate for the Thunderbirds, Jalen Sievertson. Sievertson has a pair of singles, also an RBI and a run scored. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball in the hole between third and short into left field for a base hit. That will score Munoz. Third base knock of the game for Sievertson, And the lead now 8-0 for Iola. Well, right now, finding the holes are the Thunderbirds. Maddie Muck, who started off this inning with a single and then scored a run, back at the plate and takes the first pitch up and out of the zone for ball one. Muck is 1-for-2. She has struck out and singled. Pitch is up high, out of the zone. 2 balls and no strikes. Callie Perhoda is ready. Here's the pitch. Drops into the dirt, smothered by the catcher, Sauber. But the count goes to 3-0. And the pitch in there, outer portion at the knees for strike one called. 3 balls and 1 strike on Maddie Muck. Left-handed batter, hands up high. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball, well hit left field, well hit way back, and that ball is out of here. Going the other way, taking that wind that's blowing straight out the left, and that may have been the difference, just clearing the fences. Katie LeBlanc got back there, but it is a 3-run homer for Muck, and all of a sudden, it's a now 11-0 Iola with the lead. Well, this inning, there were 2 runs in with 2 outs. It looked like the Raiders were going to get out of it with limited damage, but since then, turned into a very tough frame, and it looks like a pitching change for Marathon. We'll tell you about the new pitcher coming up. 11-0 Iola, top of the third. This is Marathon Softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
New pitcher for the Raiders is Riley Werner. Riley Werner now in the circle for Marathon. An 8-run outburst here for the T-Birds of Iola Scandinavia in the top of the third has made it 11-0. Werner, another of the Marathon freshmen, will toe the rubber. Brooklyn Behrens, the catcher, steps in, and the first pitch is up and out of the zone for ball one. 11th batter to come to the plate in this inning for Iola. 1-0. There's a ground ball into center field for a base hit. Another base knock. Boy, this Iola team is really swinging the bats. Hitting it hard, and then when they don't hit the ball hard, they've been able to find the holes as well. Nine hits for the T-Birds in this inning alone. 13 hits in the game already. That will bring up the first baseman, Clara Colas. Colas popped up to the catcher in the first, had an RBI single earlier here in the third. Riley Werner has the target. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball, again in the hole between first and second into right field for a base hit. Another well-hit ball, and again finding the hole, this time between first baseman Danica Pashek and the second baseman Emily Konek. So another base hit in this inning for the T-Birds. First and second, 2 outs for the second baseman, Marin Hoyard. Hoyard has hit the ball hard twice, has a 3-run homer and a double, and the first pitch misses down low for ball one. Werner winds and deals. There's a ground ball, third base side, fair into left field for a base hit. Rounding third is Behrens. She will come in and score. And now heading to third and heading to second will be Hoyer. Colas, the throw from the outfield got away. The runners were going to be at first and second, but that throw got away, allowing each of them to advance 60 feet. An RBI single for Hoyard. Her third base hit, and she is now three quarters of the way to the cycle. She has a homer, a double, and a single in this game. And now Jaden Crusa, the DP, will step in. First pitch is a changeup that hangs up high for ball one. Eleven hits in this inning alone now for the T-Birds, and they have been, for the most part, not cheap. Pitch is at the top of the zone, taken for strike one. 12-0, nine-run outburst here for Iola in the third. Ball and a strike. There's a roller, third base side, picked up by Chriselt, fires across in the dirt, but a short hop grab by Danica Pashek, and the inning finally comes to an end. But nine runs in the inning for the Thunderbirds. End of 2.5. It is Iola 12, Marathon nothing. This is Red Raider softball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future. Staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
City. Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring at Part City Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any Superstar lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose Superstar batteries for power, performance, and reliability at Part City Auto Parts.
Marathon Part City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Part City.
Bottom of the third inning, leading things off for the Red Raiders. Third baseman Clara Chriselt, and the first pitch fouled off. Strike one. Maddie Muck in the circle for Iola. Stares in, has the target. 0-1 pitch. Fastball rises up and out of the zone. One ball and one strike. Swing and a miss for strike two. Obviously now with the big hole, Raiders just trying to build a little confidence. And I think right now the struggles they've had recently in the Merriwood South have taken a little confidence away. And this needs something good to happen here. There's a pop-up and that'll be out of play. Thought maybe the rally in Auburndale. Marathon was down 8-1 against the second place team in the conference on Thursday. Rallied, scored five times in the sixth inning, got back into it, but fell 8-6, but still able to build a little something. But here against a good Iola team and a red-hot Iola team, it's been a struggle, as there's a fastball inside corner called strike three. Third strikeout for Maddie Muck, and now back to the top of the order. And getting her first at-bat for the Red Raiders is Riley Werner. Came in replacing... Oh, there's a line drive into right field for a base hit. Came in to replace Perhoda in the circle, and Werner gets a base hit the other way. One out single for the Raiders. Second base knock for Marathon. And now we'll get a courtesy runner as Caden Sapinski will come out and do the running for Marathon. Next up, the left fielder, Katie LeBlanc for the Red Raiders. And the pitch. There's a pop right over the top. Oh, hit the wiring and almost deflected towards me, but unable to have the wingspan to grab it. Oh, man. Just can't get away from some people. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to nothing and two. Bridget Salber is on deck. Here's the pitch. There's a liner right field side, but carries and grabbed. Iserman throws back to first, but back to the bag in time for Marathon with Sapinski. Well hit ball the other way by LeBlanc, but carried out to Abby Iserman, who made the grab in right field. So two outs now for the Red Raiders. That will bring up the catcher, Bridget Sauber. Here's the pitch. That'll be popped over the backstop and out of play. Bridget popped up to the first baseman, her first time up. There's another pop up. This time it'll stay in play, coming over, but overrunning it is the first baseman, Colas. So getting a break will be Sauber, and she'll stay alive. It's now nothing and two. Two outs, runner on first here for the Red Raiders. Maddie Muck pitches, and there's a pop fly. Right field side again coming in, and making the grab is Abby Iserman, and the inning comes to an end. No runs on one base hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. End of three. It is Iola Scandinavia 12, Marathon nothing. This is Marathon High School Softball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Mark's Chiropractic in Marathon offers a variety of services for all ages. Dr. Keith Marks, with 22 years of experience, has treated Marathon with professional chiropractic services for 18 years at 117 Main Street. If you're suffering with headaches, neck or lower back pain, arm or leg issues, or experiencing numbness, call Mark's Chiropractic at 715-443-6777 for an appointment. Everyone at Mark's Chiropractic wish the Red Raider team success throughout the year. Win or lose, we've got your backs.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Parents, did you know that the safest way to ride to school in the state of Wisconsin is in a school bus? Fisher Transportation has been providing safe transportation for our kids to and from school for over 60 years. Family owned and operated, Fisher Transportation serves the school bus needs for the Marathon, Edgar, and Athens school districts. We're always happy to provide you with more information about our company and services and answer any questions by calling 715-352-2169. Fisher Transportation is proud to support the Marathon Red Raiders.
And first pitch swinging, Chloe Timble, looping liner, grabbed at shortstop for the first out on the first pitch of the top of the fourth inning. So Chloe Timble lines out to short, one out, and that will bring up a pinch hitter here for the T-Birds. Get my Briley Jewitz. I should say Briley Judds. Briley Judds. Pinch hitting for Julia Munoz in the number eight position. Ball and a strike. Riley Werner winds and deals. There's a ground ball right to the second baseman. Emily Connect will pick, flip to first in time, and quickly two up and two down for the T-Birds here in the fourth. Up next, Maya Heschke, the left fielder, number nine hitter. She is popped up to the second baseman, also had an RBI single and scored a run. She is one for two. Pitch bounces in, taken for ball one. Tom Anderson, head coach in the third base coach's box for Iola. There's a hard grounder into center field for a base hit. Another well hit ball. This Iola team really swings the bat very well. Second base knock for Heschke. And now back to the top of the order, and the red-hot Jalen Sievertson. Sievertson has three singles in this game. A single in the first, scored a run, single in the second, and then an RBI single, scored a run in the third. There's a ground ball. Backhanded nicely by Sauce. Long throw across. And in time. Actually, that was Bridget Sauber. They made some changes here. Bridget Sauber moved from behind the plate to shortstop and made a terrific play, a backhanded stab, and then fired across to get Sievertson on a bang-bang play to take away her fourth hit of the game. So no runs on one base hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. End of 3.5. It is 12-0 Iola. This is Marathon Softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
The Eat Fresh, Read Fresh just won't stop. Now Subway is refreshing their catering with easy order platters and box meals perfect for any occasion. Start with our sandwich or wrap platters. They're loaded with craveable trout pleasers to feed your crew without all the work. Or try our individually packaged box meals. Each with a tasty 6-inch sub, foot-long or wrap, plus chips and a freshly baked cookie. So when you have a group to feed, make it fun, delicious, and easy with catering from Subway. Visit Subway.com to place your catering order. Advance notice may be required.
Bottom of the fourth inning, first pitch to Lauren Carlin, drops a little bit low for ball one. 12-0 Iola. Maddie Muck still in the circle for the T-Birds. There's a fastball in there for strike one called. Ball and a strike. Lauren Carlin is 0 for 1. She struck out looking back in the second. There's a little short fly ball center field coming in, but not able to get there is Tim Dole, and a loop single to center to lead off the Marathon fourth for Lauren Carlin. That is the third base hit for the Red Raiders. And next up will be Danica Staus. Danica started at short, moved behind the plate in the last inning. Fastball misses inside for Muck, and that's ball one. The third team as part of this triangular has arrived. Wapaka, there's a pitch at the belt for strike one called. Wapaka will take on Iola in the second game. And then Wapaka will meet Marathon in the final game later this afternoon. And we'll have the Marathon-Wapaka game here on Bull Falls Radio. There's a high pop-up, short center field. Going back is the second baseman, and Hoyard will make the call, make the grab for out number one. That will bring up the number six hitter in the Red Raider batting order, Danica Pashek. Pashek walked her first time up. Well, right now the rain is staying away, which is good news. It's very pleasant right now. Fastball in at the knees for strike one called. Seen a little bit of light rain earlier in this game, but right now, again, overcast and nice temperatures. 0-1. Followed back to the screen, and that's strike two. No balls and two strikes on Danica Pashek. Right-handed batter, Maddie Muck deals. Misses up high, that's ball one. Bottom half of inning number four. It's been all Iola. 3 runs in the first and then 9 runs in the top of the third as they lead 12-0. There's a fly ball, center field. Going back is Tindall, but she'll have room. Make the grab. Runner scurries back to the bag at first, and that's out number two. Well hit ball by Pashek towards right center, but Timble got a nice jump and made it look easy. That will leave it up to the second baseman, Emily Connect. Muck's pitch followed off to the screen. Emily Connect, number two on the back of her white jersey. Jr. for the Red Raiders. Here's the pitch. There's a little pop-up first base side near the bag, making the call is Colas, and she'll squeeze for out number three. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Raiders in the fourth. After four, it is Iola Scandinavia 12, Marathon nothing. This is Red Raider softball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
For more than 75 years, County Materials has manufactured concrete products used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. It's a tough but rewarding job, and we rely on our team of nearly 2,000 hardworking people to get it done. County Materials is growing and looking for career-driven people to join our team. We offer on-the-job training, certification opportunities, and competitive pay and benefits. County Materials proudly welcomes those who serve. Join the team of an industry leader. Visit workatcounty.com to apply.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Barney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Barney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at BarneyBrothersKitchenAndBath.com. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
Top of the fifth, a pinch hitter for the T-Birds, as hitting is Macy Heschke. And Heschke is down in the count, nothing and two. Riley Werner on the hill for, I should say, in the circle for Marathon. Top of the fifth, 12-0 Iola. So Macy Heschke in a swing and a fly ball. Well hit right center, diving attempt. Not able to get there was Lauren Carlin. Rounding first, heading to second is Heschke, and she is going to be out. Nice job is getting back there to chase it down for the Raiders was Kyla Heise, and throw out Heschke at second as he tried to stretch it into a double. So a single and a out at second, one out, nobody on base. Brooklyn Barons up next now for the Thunderbirds. Pitch is in the dirt, taken for a ball. Barons has walked and singled twice. So two for two, reaching base all three times. Ball and no strikes. Riley Werner, swing and a foul tip off the front leg in the box. That's a foul ball, and it's 1-1. Here's the pitch. There's a hard grounder between third and short into left field for a base hit. So third base knock for Brooklyn Barons. Runner on first. One out. We'll get a runner here for the Thunderbirds. And Clara Colas, the cleanup hitter and first baseman, will come to the plate next for Iola Scandinavia. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. Nothing and one on Colas. She is two for three. There's a fly ball, right field side, going over, making the call, making the grab is Kyla Heise, and that's out number two. That will leave it up to the second baseman, Marin Hoyard. Hoyard has three hits, a three-run homer in the first, a double in the third, and an RBI single also in the third. There's a roller goes foul. Well, she needs a triple for the cycle. She has the single, the double, and the home run. Here's the pitch. Pop up on the infield, coming over and making the grab at first base is Danica Pashek, and that will end the inning. No runs on two base hits, no errors, and one runner left on base in the fifth for the Thunderbirds. And a 4.5, it is Iola Scandinavia 12, Marathon nothing. Back in a moment, this is Marathon High School Softball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy.
And Kaden Sapinski getting her first at-bat, hits a fly ball to right field. It is squeezed by Iserman for out number one to start off the Marathon fifth inning. 12-0 is the lead for Iola, so the Raiders need to get three runs in this inning to keep this game going. And the pitch to Meadow Lambert, Jr., getting her first at-bat, taken for strike one. So Lambert hitting in place of Clara Crisult. Maddie Muck in the circle, 0-1 pitch. Change of pace, misses the outside corner, even things up at 1-1. So Meadow Lambert, right-handed batter, hands up high, waits. Here's the 1-1. Fastball right on the inside corner at the knees. That's called strike two. Top of the order, Riley Werner on deck for Marathon. 1-2, swing and a miss on a rising fastball, and that is out number two. That is the fourth strikeout today for Maddie Muck. And now Riley Werner, who has singled in her only plate appearance, will step in. Here's the pitch. Fastball catches the inside corner for a called strike one. We expect to be back sometime around 2 o'clock for game number two of this one, so for the Raiders. The next game will be Iola taking on Waupaca, but then Waupaca against Marathon. It depends on the length of the next game, but sometime around 2 o'clock. Ball and a strike. There's a ground ball. Shortstop, Sievertson, fires across in time. That will do it on a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth inning. So the 10-run rule goes into effect, and Iola Scandinavia wins for the seventh time in their last eight games, defeating Marathon by a score of 12-0. We'll come back, have our post-game show brought to you by Marathon Parts City. Marathon Parts City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. We'll also have our player of the game brought to you by Twin Forest Products, a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies, twinforestproducts.com. 12-0 Iola. Back in a few moments, this is Marathon High School Softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
Not too early to start thinking about.
Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
And Chad Holmes again here from Veterans Memorial Field in Marathon as the Marathon High School softball team falls to Iola Scandinavia in the first game of this Marathon Triangular. 12-0 in five innings. Again, our postgame show is brought to you by Marathon Parts City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Looking back at this one in the first inning, Iola Scandinavia got on the board with a three-run homer. Marin Hoyt with two outs in the top of the first hit a three-run shot well over the fence in left field, gave Iola a 3-0 lead. And then Iola was able to really blow this one open, scoring nine times on 11 base hits in the third inning. for the in that inning, an RBI single by Clara Colas, also an RBI double by Julia Munoz, an RBI single by Maya Heschke. There was an RBI single by Jalen Sievertson, a three-run homer by Maddie Muck, an RBI single by Maren Hoyer. So just a big inning, 9 runs across in the top of the third for Iola. Made it 12-0, and that would be all the scoring. 12-0 is the win. Maddie Muck went all 5 innings, allowing 3 base hits to earn the win. Starting pitcher Callie Perhoda was knocked out during that third inning, and she earns the loss. 12 runs, 18 base hits, no errors for Iola Scandinavia. No runs on 3 hits and 2 errors for Marathon. With the win, Iola moves to 14-8 overall. They will be taking on Waupaca here in just a couple of minutes in the second game of this triangular. Marathon drops to 5-14 overall. They will wait for a couple of hours, and then we will be back as well for the second game for Marathon in this triangular against Waupaca approximately 2 o'clock. I would keep listening here to Bull Falls Radio. Don't turn off your radio. And then when we're ready to go, we'll be back on for our pregame sometime around 2 o'clock. But keep checking in. It depends on the length of the Iola Scandinavia Waupaca game that's coming up next. Well, our player of the game is brought to you by Twin Forest Products, a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. TwinForestProducts.com. It's really tough to say here today because there's not really many highlights for the Marathon Red Raiders. Let's take a look here. We're going to share it with the three players who got base hits. Riley Werner, Danica Staus, and also Lauren Carlin. Those are our Twin Forest Products players of the game for Marathon. Again, Twin Forest Products, a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. TwinForestProducts.com. So we're going to go away for just a few minutes. We'll be back a little bit later on when Marathon takes on Waupaca. Again, check in sometime 1:45-ish for the pregame, somewhere in that general area, depending on the length of the Iola game against Waupaca. But again, I'm Chad Holmes. Thanks to our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Marathon High School softball here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And thanks to you for joining us. Again, we'll have more a little bit later on, but here in the first game, Iola 12, Marathon nothing. This has been Marathon Softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
This has been Marathon High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Marathon High School Sports has been brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Clover Belt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Richter's of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chiefs, the Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, the People's State Bank, Subway of Marathon, and Underwood Construction. Thanks for joining us for Marathon High School Sports on your home for the Red Raiders, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.